This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A spokesman with France's government said on Sunday French President Emmanuel Macron will have a call with U.S. President Joe Biden in the next few days amid a diplomatic crisis triggered by Australia's cancellation of a submarine contract with Paris. France said on Friday it was recalling its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra over a trilateral security deal, which also involved Britain, which sank a multi-billion dollar order for French submarines. The scrapping of the contract struck in 2016 has caused fury in Paris, which claims not to have been consulted by its allies. The Australian government, however, says it had made clear its concerns for months. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge world leaders attending the UN General Assembly this week to take urgent action on climate change ahead of a climate summit in Scotland later this year. Johnson is set to co-host a meeting on climate change with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday. The two will discuss the need to help developing countries mitigate the impact of climate change. Britain is hosting the COP26 climate summit from October 31st to November 12th in Glasgow. The conference is billed as a crucial moment to make binding commitments on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but it's not yet clear if Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend. COP26 stands for the 26th Conference of the Parties, attended by countries that signed the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. That's a treaty that came into force in 1994. You can keep up with all the developments on the United Nations General Assembly this week at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's party on Sunday blamed incompetence after the opposition's first ever primaries were suspended due to what organizers said was a cyber attack. Voting in the primary elections to find a candidate to challenge the conservative longtime premier was suspended on Saturday after a system crash just 2 hours after the polling started. Opposition leaders blamed Orban and the government for an attack, saying they got scared that masses of people wanted to express their opinion and vowing the historical process would resume on Monday. After years of bickering and a string of landslide losses, the diverse opposition has united to seek to push Orban from power in elections scheduled for April next year. Polls so far indicate an unpredictable parliamentary election for the first time since Orban came to power in 2010. The mayor of Johannesburg was killed in a car accident as he returned from campaigning with South Africa's president on Saturday, just over a month after being elected. The news came in a statement from the mayor's office. Jolidi Matongo was returning from a voter registration drive in Soweto Township ahead of local elections when the accident happened. President Cyril Ramaphosa said in a tweet, "It is hard to comprehend this tragedy, given the vitality and passion with which Mayor Matongo interacted with me and residents of Soweto so shortly before his death." Matongo's predecessor died of COVID-19 complications in July, and Matongo was elected on August 10th. He was born in Soweto, and he was 46 when he died. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. Boxing star Manny Pacquiao says he will run for the presidency of the Philippines next year. Pacquiao led a faction in the ruling party, and on Sunday he accepted the nomination of his political allies and railed against corruption in government and President Rodrigo Duterte's cozy relationship with China. Duterte is prohibited by the Constitution from running for a second six-year term as president. Pacquiao, once a close ally of the Philippine president, has said more than 10 billion pesos in aid intended for poor families during the global health crisis is unaccounted for. That's around 200 million U.S. dollars. A volcano erupted on the Spanish Canary island of La Palma on Sunday, sending fountains of lava and a plume of smoke and ash into the air. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.